The Salang Road in Afghanistan may be 5,000 meters above sea level, but there are no safety barriers along the road. All that stands between the drivers and the ravines is their skill on the road. This road is a vital artery. It's the only way to connect the northern cities to the capital, Kabul. Well, there is another way. Azatullah could bypass the mountains, but it would take him 72 hours as opposed to 10 hours via the Salang Road. However, the poor state of the road and the bad weather conditions have significantly slowed down traffic. Thousands of delivery trucks get stuck every day. It's a test of patience for every traveller. Not to mention the danger that lurks in the mountains, the avalanches. A few years ago, 165 people were swept away on the road. Not only that, but despite the presence of the military, the risk of running into a Taliban roadblock is never out of the question. Something that Azatullah has experienced. These ambushes are far from being the only fear for the drivers. In Afghanistan, anything can happen. The state has difficulty keeping control of the country. The provinces are often not safe as they're ruled by anarchy and corruption. Afghanistan is lacking in both state funds and safe roads. For Afghans, it's an endless battle. In the mountains, going home by taxi requires a good dose of courage. Thirty years of war have ruined Afghanistan. With his old English truck, Anatullah plays an important role in the economy of his country. The road is almost the only way to transport goods, and of course, it attracts the greedy. Security agencies are probably one of the most flourishing businesses in Afghanistan. Most of the time, money goes missing in families, so everyone manages the best they can. doing small jobs, recycling and collecting. Afghans are just trying to live a normal life, while the Taliban is trying to keep the country under a strict regime. As a result, some regions are now abandoned. Only a few fearless ones still venture out. That's the life of the Afghans, moving forward without knowing what hardship is behind the next turn. Their freedom is a daily struggle. The city of Bamiyan blends in with the mountains. The outlines of houses are barely visible. The city seems to try to avoid all attention, and yet the whole world had its eyes on it in 2001 when the Taliban destroyed 1,500 years of history. They shot down the two giant Buddhas carved in the cliffs, of which the biggest was 55 meters tall. Their wisdom still shines on the valley. Life is quiet in Bamiyan, except for drivers like Ali. Each departure is a game of Tetris between passengers and goods. Ali is one of the few to travel to the high mountain villages, so everyone packs as much as they can. This minibus has 12 seats, yet accommodates for more like 20. And if there is space for 20, well, why not space for one more? Ali takes to the direction of the mountains, 40 kilometers on snowy tracks on the side of a ravine.
متوجه خواستم نه دنال ده چی سرعت ما میم سلو آی منم رز خدا اینا خواسته اگان چی از سر موتر کدام رقاب شد کنو مسئولیتش ده دش از ما یم اگه بشتی بولا کدی
Most drivers, like Ali, drive without insurance. In case of an accident, the repairs will be at his expense. As for the passengers, if they get injured, he will compensate the families himself. Such is the law in the remote corners of Afghanistan. Constantly under pressure, Ali tightens the bolts from time to time, not to lose a wheel. Foolish or just not able to do better, the state is desperately short of money. To think that this road serves a village of 2,000 inhabitants, the rest of the journey is going to be very eventful. In Afghanistan, everything has to be rebuilt. The railway network is in its early stages and air cargo is still too expensive, so almost all the goods arrive by road, especially from Pakistan. 15,000 trucks cross the border every day. It's a never-ending cycle in which Anatullah takes part as he returns from Afghanistan with a load of bananas. The trucker has lived through the history of his country at the wheel of his truck, and he agrees that, whatever the times, they all have one thing in common: the checkpoints and the permanent money laundering that comes with them. It's better not to argue.
Taliban, what's the problem? The Taliban, what's the problem? The transport is awesome. اوس ډیر زیات حالت خو بیا هم پیسې به لږ واخیستې به تللی به اوس نه دی اوس ډیر زیات مشکلات سره مخامخ کېږي خو تورخم کې یو ګاډي پنځلس ورځې شل ورځې تېری تشه کوي مشران غلی ټول خبره مشرانو خرابه ده مشر کشر ته وشه پیسې واخله ماله پیسې راوړه
Anatullah is delivering his bananas to Jalalabad. He has to drive 130 kilometers in a country where firearms are used to resolve problems. Daring to cross it requires nerves of steel. Fortunately, the trucker can count on his sturdy Bedford model rocket of 1966. Unbelievably, there are many of them in the country. All look alike, yet none are the same. This art of tuning was perhaps born in these Middle Eastern countries. Not to mention that both the engine and the driver are still in their prime. Until Afghanistan is at peace, he will have to rely on his resourcefulness. Every time he loads goods in Pakistan, Anatullah takes a small share for his family. His younger brother takes it home. There is no room for delay. 5 minutes later, he's back on the road. The driver and all his family live in this village. A little village, which is not really peaceful. According to him, the terrorist group ISIS has just taken control of it. But that's not all. To cross their territories, truckers like Anatullah have to pay a fee. For the driver and his truck, it's still a long way to Jalalabad. Delivering goods remains one of the biggest problems in Afghanistan, especially in winter. The scars of different conflicts now form part of the landscape. The war prevents the country from developing. Poverty has set in. For the moment, it is impossible to exploit the tremendous wealth of raw materials in the subsoil. So, in the meantime, Afghanistan remains focused on agriculture.
میریم کس نیست که رو را پاک کنه سه کس تو بگی که زده رئیسه برف هست کس نیست که مشکل ما را رفع کنه موتر میبینی
These men are trying to reach their potato field. Having given up, the farmer had to hire the services of porters. They walk nearly a kilometer with 100 kilos on their backs. As a reminder of the war, the potatoes here have a rather explosive name.
کچولو بسیار جای خوبیش است. خوب کچولو اما بامسرای میگه این منطقه را بامسرای خوب کچولو. من کابل هر ولایت که بار کنه دیگه بار میکنه. تنها کابل نه.
ادواری طالبخ ترس ندید در آق میدید؟
ولی چطور نداریم ترس خواست. ترس خواست دوزه است. از چی است؟ دلیور طایفه خود دیگه.
Between the bandits and the Islamists, the Afghans are caught in a tight spot, especially in the countryside. Fortunately, there is still solidarity, and the bravest continue to venture into hostile areas. Like this vegetable seller. Winter is a difficult time for Pervez. The higher he goes, the colder it gets, and the more likely it is that his goods will freeze. He'd like to speed up, but it's impossible on this mountain road. His mini truck is not really cut out for this kind of road. The risk is enormous, and the sale may not be worth the effort. At the end of the road, about 40 families live practically self-sufficiently. They rarely go down to the valley. Without the vegetable merchant, their meals would be mainly meat-based. The only ones to roam these roads are the Taliban. They are not far away, and we quickly understand that we are not welcome.
دارم بدم نه
چندی میدی؟
یه اصلا شهست فکر چون
یک ساعت میدید
تا چند تا میگی؟
دتا
برو رو بقید ترکو بدم بدم خودت برو
We're in flip-flops in the snow. Here, children are raised the hard way. This one belongs to a Taliban family. Here is his big brother. As he approaches, the greengrocer's facial expression visibly changes. The man is not aggressive or even threatening, but he asks us to turn back. Our Afghan guide gives us an explanation.
The commander's here in this village, yeah. That's why he didn't let us to film him, and yeah, it's not good for us to go upstairs. Yeah.
Pervez continues his journey alone, and we are forced to turn back. Fortunately, there are regions in Afghanistan where peace has been established for a long time. Since the fall of the Islamists in 2001, the city of Bamyan hasn't seen a single attack. But the war has left a trail of destruction. Entire families have been living for 20 years in these caves, dug between the 2nd and 5th centuries by Buddhist monks who travelled on a pilgrimage to meditate at the foot of the giant Buddhas. Frishta and her family live in one of the cliff caves.
We are living in the cave. This cave is belongs to for our kitchen room, dining room, and for our sleeping room as well. There are 8 people. Electricity, unfortunately, no, we don't have. And we don't have any drinking water. We are bringing our water from a very far away by donkey.
The well is 2 kilometers away and represents a daily chore.
This is our bathroom, and this cave is very small. We can use this one for our bathroom. We take our bathroom here, or we wash ourselves over there in a small cave. Living in the caves are not a normal life, so we are very depressed and we are very unhappy that we are living in the cave. It's very, very incredible that we are in 21st century, that we are living in the caves.
It's hard to believe, but these terrible living conditions saved her future. In order to get her out of this misery, her father allowed her to study. For a girl, this is extremely rare in Afghanistan. Today, Frishta is a teacher, but she also goes to college to become a midwife. She attends school for 3 hours every morning, 6 days a week.
Number one. Dance.
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 Swim.
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 Number three.
Number three.
Run.
Run.
There are 45 students, both male and female. I'm teaching for them. Unfortunately, we have problem about our space. Our space is very small.
Dance.
Dance. Dance. Dance.
Raqs kardan.
Raqs kardan.
Without her, these cave children would have no chance to go to school.
I do my best with them about their education, and they are working so hard about their education. Me too. I'm working so hard how they should write, how they should read, and I encourage them to be as an educated person in the future.
According to UNICEF, 45% of men and 70% of women in Afghanistan are illiterate. Education is the key to a peaceful future and a stronger country. Frishta would like the men to understand. understand that modernity does not necessarily mean loss of traditions, but simply seeing the country develop rapidly. In the mountains which overlook the city of Bamyan, Ali, the minibus driver, struggles on the road. He's been driving for 2 hours and has only covered 25 kilometres out of 40. Each kilometre tests his patience. Ali is approaching the section of road that he fears the most, a long climb up the side of a ravine. Much precaution is needed. It took him 4 hours to travel 40 kilometres. Once winter truly sets in, the inhabitants will be cut off from the rest of the world. In the meantime, Ali plays the role of letter courier, delivery man, messenger. He's a vital link for his community. Without this courageous driver, the inhabitants of this hamlet would still be travelling on donkeys. The next morning, a bad surprise awaits him. Snow has started to fall. Ali jumps in his minibus and picks up his passengers before the track becomes impassable. When he arrives at Bamyan, the weather has considerably deteriorated. The driver finds refuge with a cousin who dissuades him from going back to the village. But the lure of money outweighs the trouble of a little snow for Ali. A client offered him double the usual rate to drive up to the village with 3 sheep. But Ali must ask himself a question. Is it worth risking his life for $25?
ولی دیگه اینو برف که نیست خوبه آدم دلجام خدا حافظ دلجام مره اینو لیک است برف بسیار آدم امت بیم لرزه مره که اینو لی نزی سر بالاش موتور پاس به خرابی مونه دیگه.
But a promise is a promise, and according to Ali, he'd rather die than not keep his promise. Only once he considers the state of the track, he doubts that he can reach the village. Since the times of the Silk Road, Afghanistan has been an essential commercial crossroads. Today, the United States, Russia and China are spending millions of dollars in their fight to take control over this commercial access. The bustling city of Jalalabad is one of the center stages of the crossroads. Anatullah comes here to deliver his cargo of bananas. As owner of this truck, he must do one rotation after another if he wants to earn his living. But as he begins to unload, not everything goes as planned. Thirty years of conflict and several natural disasters have taken a toll on Afghan agriculture. As a negative effect, the peasants, who make up most of the country's population, have turned to a crop that brings in lots of money. Poppies. Opium brings in fortunes for the warlords, but the Afghans themselves eat Pakistani bananas. Today, the country imports almost all the fruit it consumes. If they're transported too ripe, the fruit could get damaged during the journey. They will spend a few days in this warehouse, a moulding room where the bananas have the time to turn yellow. There are no forklift trucks here. Instead, the machines are men, and their children are confined to the less manual jobs.
How much Afghani one day?
100 Afghani, 100 Afghani.
100 Afghani?
100.
No machines, but enough work for everyone. The bananas are sold by merchants walking all over Jalalabad. Between them, the competition is tough, but there is one man who doesn't seem to suffer at all. Kolsha, the banana king. Almost all this business and its distribution belong to him and his clan. A small army protects him day and night, including a bodyguard especially for his son. He travels around exclusively in an armored 4x4.
Oh. ہر تجار کے میں کرے کہ خود باڈی گارڈ نہیں کردانا بخاطر دے کہ دعوت دی دعوتنا ما بسیار زیاد گڑبڑی ہے بسیار زیاد اگر دجے یکی بے وفا مگر دجے بد یک $2,000 ہم ہم سر سر صرفنا میں کنا میں بات کہ حکومت ای زمینے اچھے تے مردوم برابر کنا مردوم چی چی بات مجبوریت دار کہ مردوم مجبور بر ایران برا یا خارج برا بخاطر دے کہ دے رہے خطر برا چکا مردوم دے ترکیہ دی جا مور اجے سیکھنی چیز مور بخاطر
Every year, thousands of Afghans flee their country, hoping to find a more peaceful life elsewhere. Anatullah does not complain. Thanks to his old truck, he earns around $1,000 per month, which is unheard of in Afghanistan. The average salary is around $60. His family has all they need in life, but he must accept this solitary life as a consequence. So from time to time, when he can afford it, he treats himself and his truck to a present.
گلاب گل
گلاب گل
ہاں انجن بند گج جو خلا سے زبان صحیح ما گلاب گل خواخگی گلاب گل فون کو خواختی از ما مت خواخگی مت کے گلز مرا گلز ما
شروع
نو ٹیمپلیٹس نو پینسل سکیچز دی پینٹر از ویری سکلڈ
افغانی رواج دے افغانان رو خوڑی چدا گولان جوڑ کی تر سو گاڑے اور سارا ڈیر خخ کارشی دا یو ڈیر خو نر دے او د افغانان دے بارا ڈیر یو یو خ نمونا افکار ہو نر دے چدے نا ڈیر خ خوان دو دا غالی مزا آخری دے ہو نر دے ختم شما مطلب خلاص
In a few years, his whole truck will be transformed into a work of art. In Bamyan, in the mountains, Ali the minibus driver is trying to reach the village. The state of the road is not the only thing worrying him. The Taliban have been spotted in the area. Today, the sheep, tied on the roof, are perhaps feeling more calm than him, even if he tries to persuade himself otherwise.
بازی وقت در جنگ برابر میشیم، بازی وقت نمیشیم.
ولی خوب احمد، بامیان نان نیا چی خوب.
نه از دایش میترسیم، نه از طالب اگر بیترسیم خوب میه دیگه. چون این مالی امنیت بامیان خوب است، نه طالب آمده میترن، نه دایش.
Fear is very much there. While attaching chains to the wheels, one of the travellers carries his rifle, just in case. Ali kept his word. He arrived safely, but it took him 6 hours to cover the 40 kilometres of track.
معلوم نہیں ہے کہ
Ali is still young, but the stress of the travels exhausts him. He's already thought of stopping. Everyone sensed it, without wanting to believe it. But, like a thunderclap, violence fell on them. After 19 years without any attack, the Taliban are back. ...50 injured and 19 dead in the city's bazaar. Life resumes the next day, but the battle for freedom is still far from being won. Twenty years after intervening, the American army is leaving Afghanistan for good. Peaceful valleys like Bamiyan, where the quest for freedom and rigorous tradition prevail at the same time, are in danger of falling back into chaos. However, the Afghan spirit inspires hope with the saying, "They can kill all the swallows, but they won't prevent the spring from coming back."